see as a scenario where we, where Congress could actually do something to protect the Dreamers, because I see the Republican leadership is basically saying they don't want to pass the Dream Act as a standalone bill. I know you're a supporter of the Dream Act, obviously.
I'll predict right now that we pass a Dreamer Act before the end of this calendar year, before December's out. We have a lot of leverage. There are key must-pass bills that will be considered in the Senate, including the debt ceiling, including the funding bill for January 1st forward, or actually December 8th forward. And I think we're going to have a lot of Republicans who actually in their hearts would like to join us in this. So I think we'll get it done.
Are they in leadership, though?
Well, they don't have to be in leadership. You've got to have the votes from the Senate to get these bills passed. And that requires negotiation, and we are certainly going to fight to get the Dreamers protected.
So you think it'll be possibly attached to something else, like a continuing spending resolution or a debt ceiling?
Yeah, a bill by itself, you can't get it out of committee, or if it's out of committee, you might not get it on the floor. It passes the Senate, it's not taken up in the House.
Right.
It
Speaker
has to
Ryan.
Be something that has to go to the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm. And do you think the President would sign that? Because I had the impression, well, there were conflicting signals last week, but some of his advisors were saying he's not interested in signing something just to protect the Dreamers. He wants a more broad immigration reform measure.
Yeah, he'll sign it. If it's attached to a major bill, he'll sign it. Listen, we had in 2013, we had a bipartisan Senate bill that we passed that took on many of the issues of border security, people overstaying their visas, and it also addressed the main flaws we have right now in our immigration system. So that would be a foundation to have a larger bipartisan bill, but we are not going to wait for a larger bill in order to protect the Dreamers. We are going to take on and say these individuals coming here as children, no fault of their own, no other country. We're going to fight for them. They're contributing members of our society, and they are not going to be evicted out of our nation.
Can I ask you quickly about this Graham-Cassidy bill? That is the Graham-Cassidy bill, which seems to be the sort of last gasp effort to pass some health care thing through reconciliation. Do you have any thoughts on how likely they are to be able to get the votes for that?
Well, the dialogue right now that is at the heart of health care is Senator Murray of Washington and Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, because they are the chair and ranking member of the Health Committee, and they held hearings all last week. They're going to keep working, and they're basically talking about, hey, let's take on the issue of reinsurance, which everyone agrees has to be addressed. Let's lock down the cost share payments, which everyone agrees. Let's take, and they haven't talked about this as much, but I think they should be talking about, let's do more on mental health and opiate addiction, because drug addiction is a really big issue. And then we've got to require enforcement of spending the funds in the open period so that we end the sabotage by President Trump of the marketplace. So that set of things, there's a lot of broad support for. They've been holding the hearings they should have held back in January, and I'm pretty sure something good will come out of that.
Okay, thank you.